The Bribey Art Trail is happening again on the 13th and 14th of September. It's a pretty special happening, isn't it? It's an opportunity for us to get up close and personal and see this collective of 15 local artists at home in hidden studio corners around the island. Today, 101.5 is chatting with Sue Gardner, one of the artists. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Debbie.
Sue, both your parents were artists who built their own gallery in Toowoomba. How did growing up in that creative environment shape your artistic journey?
Looking at a lot of art in my early years, it showed me that there are varied ways to achieve an end result and not to be afraid of experimenting with your medium and your ideas.
7 years ago, you discovered gel plate printmaking, which transformed your work. What drew you to try this technique and how did it change your art?
I've always been interested in using techniques in my work and trying to create them, and gel plate printing gave me the depths and the interest in my paintings, and I really enjoyed this using this technique. It allowed me to take a slightly different direction in my artwork, and it provides a way to create repeated motifs and slight variations.
I love that you sometimes create backgrounds with no particular endpoint in mind and let the picture dictate where it will finish. That sounds like a real conversation between you and the artwork. Can you tell us about a recent piece where this happened? Where did you start and where did the artwork take you?
Colour is usually my first choice, and I usually choose two or three colours. So there is the first path. For instance, blues and turquoise and sandy colours will give you clues to maybe beach, ocean, etc. And then shapes and mark making also give you clues to where you're headed. So I recently thought I would steer away from my normal colours, blues and yellows and things like that, and I headed towards reds and oranges and greys. So this eventually led to a painting that had a jagged outcrop leading the eye into a shadowy valley, and the work captures both the drama of the land and the mystery that lies beyond.
Sue, with the Bribey Art Trail Open Studios happening September 13th and 14th, what can visitors expect when they step into your studio?
It's a chance to meet the artist, talk to the artist, ask them about their processes, and also an insight into their workspace and the materials they use. It's also good to put a face to work. They may have seen your work locally. So yeah, it's an enjoyable experience, and I suggest everyone tries to get out there and have a look.
Sounds wonderful. Check out the fabulous work created by these artists. Start your journey at Cafe 191 in the Bribey Island Community Arts Centre. Grab an art trail map and enjoy a cuppa while you plan your tour. Sue Gardner, thank you for joining us today, keeping our community connected and informed. Hear Sue's story again on podcasts on 101.5fm.com.au.